Cord?
Yep. Okay.
Well, that's intimidating. Okay. Good morning, everyone. So we are on Daf Chaf on the days, the end of Meseches Rosh Hashanah. So here we go. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Says Rabbi Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Nachman. Kol Sveika Lekamei Shadinon. Anytime we have a sveika de yoma, we're not sure what day of the month, what day of the calendar is Yom Tov, because we're not sure when Beis Din declared Rosh Chodesh. So anytime that happens, we throw the suffix later. So what does that mean? L'meimra dechameisar v'shisar avdinon. Arbeisar lo avdinon. We take this suffix, and we basically say the 15th and the 16th are Yontif. So for Pesach, the 15th and the 16th, Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni. For Sukkot, Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni. V'leva nami arbeisar. So says the Gemara, maybe we should consider the possibility that the suffix goes in the other direction, and that the 14th would be a day of Yontif. Maybe we should have a three-day Yontif, you know, in Sveika de Yoma. So how does this work? So the Gemara says, now why would you go to the 14th? Let's think about it logically, right? We're worried maybe the month was Malet, maybe the month was Chaser. Or maybe the month was Malay. So if the month was Chaser, Rosh Chodesh on the 30th, the month is Malay on the 31st. So when you move 15 days later, but they can't declare Rosh Chodesh on the 29th, so how do you get to the 14th? What would be the suffix that you would be back at the 14th? So the Gemara says, Dilma Chasura La'av, the Chasura La'elu. Oh, because maybe what happened was, you didn't realize it, it's very out of character, but maybe Elul, Maybe Av was Chaser, and Elul was Chaser, and that would pull you all the way back to the 14th as a Sveika de Yoma. Maybe we didn't know yet, you know, what happened to Av. The Gemara says, that's not possible, because Tre Yarche Chasiri Kala Islahu. It's so rare to have two Chaserim in a row, that would have a kol, that would be known. So, and Rashi explains why, because of the months that precede them, are sort of locked into the pattern, so you would really end up having both. Rashi says, "Detebes chisru miman of shach kaseder alavana beachad mali beachad chaser." Because tebes is generally chaser. V'imis dechasreil lishvat. If shvat is also chaser, kvar yatzah kol ifnei apesa. Everybody's going to know that not only is adar chaser, but we expected tebes to be chaser. But not only is Adar Chaser, and that's why we're worried about Rosh Chodesh Nisan being a day earlier, but Shvat was also Chaser. If Shvat was also Chaser, we would know. And so therefore, there isn't a scenario where we would have a Sveika de Yoma back to the 14th. Okay, Levi Ikla Libavel.
This thing goes throughout, meaning, let's say, for Sivan, it could be the 5th.
The same thing as well on the end of the year.
So people would know exactly when Shavuos was because they would know Iyar was Chaser and they would know Nisan.
Right, but Shavuos has a different consideration, which is we know when Shavuos is because by the time we know when Pesach really was.
Just count 50 days.
You got it. Very good. Levi Iklo Lubavel Bechadsar Betisha. And that's why when it comes to Shavuos, you'll ask your rabbi, why do we have 2 days of Shavuos even? Why would there ever have been a Sveika de Yoma for Shavuos? And he'll give you an answer that's longer than necessary. Levi Iklo Lubavel Bechadsar Betisha. So what happened? Levi, I guess, I don't know, maybe he did his army service and he was going to travel the exotic lands of Bavel and see what was doing. So he visits Bavel Bechatzar B'Tishrei on the 11th day of Tishrei. And what does he walk into in Bavel? Omar Basim Tavshila Tivavloi. The delicious spiced Tavshilim of Bavel, meaning the meals that they're eating in Bavel, B'Yoma Rabba D'Marava. This is taking place on what is Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael, meaning you guys are all observing Yom Kippur, assuming the Chodesh was what? If the 10th is Yom Kippur, but really in Eretz Yisrael, the 11th is Yom Kippur, meaning the Chodesh was Malet. So everybody, Amri Lei, so they said, whoa, that's quite an accusation. You're telling us we got the day of Yom Kippur wrong. So they said to him, Asid, give us testimony, give Eidos that you personally heard that the Kiddush HaChodesh was such that today is really Yom Kippur. So Amar Lehu, lo shamati mipi Beis Din Mekodesh. I didn't exactly hear from Beis Din that was Mekodesh. I saw it online. I heard a rumor. Someone WhatsApped me. I think it might have been. I heard maybe somewhere something. Yeshiva World, they announced it. Malei Chaser. And I didn't exactly hear the Mekodesh. So they said, okay, based on that, we're not going to change anything we're doing. So Machriz, Rav Yochanan, so there's a whole discussion in the Mefarshim. So, okay, so then why, first of all, how did Levi show up there on the 11th day? That's a discussion, whether or not it came much earlier. The other discussion is what it sounds like, which would be disturbing, right? So there's a whole discussion about it. Okay. Machriz, Rav Yochanan was Machriz, kol hecha de matu shluchei nisan, velo matu shluchei tishrei, labdu trei yomei, gzera nisan atu tishrei. So we learn what used to happen. They would declare Rosh Chodesh, and then the messengers would go off to tell the far out communities when Rosh Chodesh is so that they could celebrate the Yomim Tovim. If you lived too far to be reached by one of these messengers, that's when you had a real Sveik of the Yoma. Not today's Sveik of the Yoma where, wink, wink, we know when Yontif really is, but because we have a Minig Avosena B'Yadenu, like we learned in Beitza, Daf Dalid, that we have a Minig Avosena B'Yadenu to observe 2 days Yontif, but a real Sveik of the Yoma. So the Gemara says, sometimes you'd have, so if you lived in a community that wasn't reachable, by the time you hit Yontif, you kept 2 days Yontif, Sveik of the Yoma. Let's say you lived in a community that was reachable, so then you didn't keep 2 days Yontif. Even if you weren't in Eretz Yisrael, you had no Sveik of the Yom. This had nothing to do with Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. So what if you lived in a community that was reachable by the Shluchei Nisan, but not reachable by the Shluchei Tishrei? How would that be? Because we're going to learn on the next Amud that we are allowed to be Michal Shabbos for the Edom to reach the Beis Din to give testimony in certain months, that there is Kiddush HaChodesh. But these shluchim, the shluchim who then go out from Beis Din to let everyone know when Rosh Chodesh is, they are not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So in the first 14 days of Nisan, you have many, many travel days, right? You only lose 2 travel days, 2 days of Shabbos. But when you're dealing with the beginning of Tishrei, it's not so pashut, right? Because the beginning of Tishrei, you lose the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, you lose 1 day Yom Kippur. So you could have communities that reach that are reached by shluchim for Pesach, but are not reached by shluchim for Tishrei. So what would those communities want to do? So okay, so let's go based on what we know. And what we know is we don't know when Sukkot is, but we're absolutely sure when Pesach is. So for Pesach will be 1 days, and for Sukkot will be 2 days. Right? Sukkot will keep 2 days Sukkot. Pesach will keep 1 day. So that's what they want to do. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, we make a gzeira. The gzeira is Nisan atu Tishrei, that because you're not reachable by the shluchim for Tishrei, therefore you keep 2 days not only for Sukkot, but also for Pesach. And that's the gzeira. That's what Rabbi Yochanan held. So Rabbi Evo bar Nagri and Rabbi Chia bar Ava, who are both Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, Iklu lahu asra, they came to a city. To have a matu shluchei nisan lamatu shluchei tishrei, they came to such a city. The avdi chad yoma, and they saw that in Nisan, that in Pesach, they were only keeping 1 day, only one seder. So velo amr lahu velo midi, and they didn't say anything. So shama Rabbi Yochanan heard that his talmidim showed up in his community. They saw this going on, and they didn't say anything. The ikpid, and he was very makpid. He said, "You did the wrong thing. You should have told them that they're doing the wrong thing." Which everyone always appreciates when a rabbi comes to town who's not from that town, that tell everyone they're doing the wrong thing, right? We have that Baruch Hashem here all the time. So Amar Lehu, Lav Amri Lehu, did I not tell you, Hecha Dematu Shluchei Nisan V'Lamatu Shluchei Tishrei, Lav Dutrei Yomei, Gzera Nisan Atu Tishrei? Didn't I tell you that in the cities where the Shluchei Nisan could reach, but the Shluchei Tishrei cannot reach, that you have to do 2 days of Yontif and Nisan because of Tishrei? So okay, so now we know we have 2 days of Pesach, we have 2 days of Sukkot, we have a lot of Sveik of the Yoma. What about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur Lechora should also be a Sveik of the Yoma, right? You have a Sveik of the Yoma 5 days later, right? So why are you so sure what to do on Yom Kippur? So Rava have a ragil da v'yosi b'tanusa trei yome. So Rava was actually machpid to go ahead and to observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, 2 days of Yom Kippur, right? 2 days of Yom Kippur. Why? Because of the sveika de yoma. How davi yosef tanisa trei yome zimna chada ishtich kavase. And says the Gemara, there was one time where actually they ended up observing Yom Kippur on the wrong day because of this Sveka Yoma, and he was right. So he said, you see from that, you know, this is something to take on. So we obviously do not pask in that way, right? We don't observe 2 days of Yom Kippur, right? Even though the Rama mentions it as an interesting chumrah. This is not a chumrah that took off. like other chumras, right? Even the people that wear tchelis, I think, only keep 1 day of Yom Kippur. Even the Chol of Yisrael people, I think, only keep 1 day of Yom Kippur. There's not a chumra that took off. So there are a number of different reasons why it didn't take off. So one is, first of all, the whole notion, bizman hazeh. Again, we have to understand, there's a very big difference between the era when this was a real sveika de yoma, and today when it's minhag avosenu biyadeinu. And the nature of how we relate to Yom Tov Sheni, Bizman Hazeh. When it was a real suffix, though, right? And there are nafkaminas, right? The Gemara talks about nafkaminas, about kfura, about chola, and other things, right? Is it a real suffix, though, raisa? That's a serious question. Or is it just a minag avosenu biyodenu? So if it's a minag avosenu biyodenu, so if the minag was never substantiated that we keep 2 days Yom Kippur because it's just a sakana for people, so then there is no minag avosenu biyodenu. So there's nothing to talk about. There's just no... There's nothing to discuss. There's no reason to go ahead and do it. The other problem is that if you keep the second day Yom Kippur, then what do you do with the mitzvah do'oraisa of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, right? What do you do with that mitzvah? Because on Yom Kippur, you're not going to eat the day of Erev Yom Kippur. So it's one of those chumras that undermines your ability to do the right thing as well. So it's not poshut that you would do that. So obviously this is not something that anybody does.
We don't have that mitzvah. So why don't we observe 2 days of Tisha B'Av?
Why don't we observe? Why is no Sveika de Yoma on Tisha B'Av? Probably because it wasn't. Right. Probably for the same reason. Probably for the.
It's
too much. It's too much. There's a lot of discussion with the Sveika de Yomas with the other Chagim. What's the Sveika de Yom of the Chanukah? How come we don't have a Sveika de Chanukah? How come we have a Sveika de Yom of the Purim? The Rav from Kovno. What's his name? Bichas Avram? Had a famous back and forth about why there's no Sveika de Yoma for Sviras HaOmer. Sviras HaOmer. Especially according to the Deya that in the Rishonim, that Sviras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh Doraisa, right? Because if it's not connected to the carbon, then it might be Doraisa. How come there's no Sveika de Yoma for Sviras HaOmer? So that's also a whole discussion. So, you know, the Baal Mor talks about that, and I think the Rav had this whole concept that the whole point of Sviras HaOmer is to count each day. The Rav said, you cannot really do an act of counting that's besafik. Can't say, today is day one, or day two. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's
if
not
today,
a.
If it's this, then we do that.
Good, good. So that's not a Maisa Sfira. That is a Maisa Tfila. In other words, that is, we're not sure which day today is. So as we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, if today is this, let this be the carbon. If today is that, let that be the carbon. But that's not a Maisa Sfira. You're not actually counting. This comes up also in Hilchas Nida. If a woman's counting Zayin Nikiyim and she's not sure about a Shaila, so we're a little more makel that she can count different days and why that is. Maybe there's Tinamatir and a... anyway, okay. Rav Nachman Yosef B'Tanisa Kule Yom de Kippure. Rav Nachman was sitting and he was obviously fasting all the days, the whole day of Yom Kippur, La Ursa. And at night, Asahu Gabra, somebody shows up, Amar Leh, and he says to him, L'machar Yom Rabba Maravah. You should know that tomorrow is Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael. You got it wrong. So Amar Leh Mehechat. So he says, hey, where are you from? So Amar Leh, I'm from Midahamaria. That's the city I'm from. Amar Leh, Dam teheyach, right? So, you're like a source of blood. You have the responsibility of blood, meaning you're putting my life in danger with this news. Kari alea, and they said about him, kalim hayu rodfenu, which I think is a pasuk from Eicha, which basically means the quick ones pursued us. In other words, you got here so quickly, or you're bringing news about Yom Kippur coming quickly, and it's problematic. Shalach le Rav Huna bar Avin le Rava. So Rav Huna bar Avin sends to Rava. Kad chazis de mashcha. Now he's talking about the being me'aber the shana, adding an extra month. So he says, when you see the mishcha tkufas teve, so we saw that there are four tkufos of 3 months each in the year, four seasons, so to speak. So if you see the tkufa of teves, ad shisar b'nisan, is extending until the 15th day of Nisan, ibra, lahi shasa. You have to then be mabir the shana. Lo tachosh, and don't worry, lo tachosh lo, that you're doing this, because, right, it doesn't feel so good, because it's kind of really close on whether or not you need an ibra shana. And remember, you're basically pushing off Pesach a month. So now you got everybody eating chametz when maybe astronomically you're off and really, or weather-wise you're off and really it doesn't need. It says, don't worry about it. D'chsiv shamar es chodesh ha'aviv. You have to guard the chodesh ha'aviv. Shamar aviv shel tkufa shiyeh b'chodesh nisan. You have to make sure that the tkufa of teves shiyeh b'chodesh nisan, the spring, the tkufa of the spring, really starts with Chodesh Nisan. Amelu Rav Nachman Lanu Nechusei. So now Rav Nachman says to a group of sailors. So sailors were out in the open sea, so they didn't always have information about when things were. The Shluchim obviously didn't reach them. So Yama Asun Deloya Deuso. So the Nechusei Yama Asun Deloya Deuso Bekvia Diyacha. You don't know the calendar. Ki Chaziso Siara Demashlim Liyoma. Beiro chamira. When you see that you're dealing with a night where the moon is shining all the way until dawn, all the way until the beginning of the day, the moon basically stayed up the whole night. That's how you know you're in the middle of the month. And bibar your chametz. So emas mashlim bechamesar. What's going on? Anan miar besar. If that tells you when you're in the middle of the month, that's no good. We know we burn the chametz the day before. You know, or la bosar, we both get us the chametz, and then we burn the chametz the next morning. So how does that work? So ma'avirin lididhu, ma'avirin, we burn on the 14th. So lididhu, dimigalale alma mer besar mashlim. She says, no. You see, they are not distracted by the city lights of Pumpadisa, you know, and the airport right outside Surah, and all the different things that are there. All the, you know, they are out on the sea. There's nothing around them, and with such clarity of the heavens, they actually see the moon, and they're able to see it already the night before, all the way until dawn, and therefore that's how they know to go ahead and do it then. Okay, al shnei chadon.
Interesting how it records it. The migdal lehuvalna, the world is revealed to them.
Right. It's actually very beautiful if you think about it. It's like it kind of reminds you of, you know, every once in a while when you're away, or you go up to the mountains and you like see all the stars, and you see, you know, you could see all the constellations, and it's like the world is revealed to you. It's like
breathe.
A very beautiful.
You can breathe.
We can breathe here too. It's just that we're breathing in cancer, but but when you go up and you see the heavens and you see like mamish, you know, so that's okay. Al shnei chadashim mechalin es haShabbos. So the Mishnah says on two chadashim, on 2 months, we're mechal Shabbos. Rashi says edim shero es haChodesh. We're talking about the witnesses that actually see the new moon. They're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So which 2 months are that? Are those al Nisan v'al Tishrei? Nisan and Tishrei. Shebehen shluchin yotzin leSuria, because then the shluchin go out all the way to Suria. And first, we talk about why Surya is chosen specifically, but the basic idea here is that since we need to know when Pesach is, since we need to know when the Chagei Tishrei are, so we'll allow them to be Mechal Shabbos. Ubehem mitaknin es ha-moados. And for them, it's not just about establishing Rosh Chodesh, it's also about being misakin when the Moadim are. So therefore, they're allowed to be Michal Shabbos. Shahaya Beis HaMikdash Kayam. So this is only when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. When the Beis HaMikdash was around, Michal Nafal Kulon, you would be able to be Michal Shabbos for all of the months. Why? Ibnei Takana Karbon. Because we'd have to know, right, when the Karbon would be brought. Here we're not talking about the Shluchim that are going out to the communities. We're talking about the Edim that saw the new moon in Tiberia or Chevron or, you know, a lot or wherever, and now they have to make their way to Yerushalayim to be Mayid and to declare the new moon. So in order for that to happen, so that's a very, very pressing issue, because we got to get the Shluchim out and we have to tell Klal Yisrael. So for Nisan and Tishrei, we do that. However, but when we're dealing with the Karbanos, the special Karbanos of Rosh Chodesh that needed to be offered in the Beis HaMikdash, so then we needed to know, you know, Mamish that day. So then they would be Michal Shabbos for all of them. So that's a great question. That's a big machlokas. The Rambam says that these Edim can be over pretty much anything they need to, even Dini Del Raisa, in order to go. The Pnei Yoshua has a famous discussion that limits this. He says it can't be that they're over on Del Raisas because of the way in which the whole sugya of Asei Del Chalos Asei and Isakares, and it doesn't make sense. This would be like a makar stating clearly Asei Del Chalos Asei Kiddush HaChodesh against the Isurim of Shabbos, and doesn't come up in that context. So he's less comfortable, and he basically, you know, puts it down to a Dine Derabanan, that if you're dealing with Dine Derabanan, that they couldn't be over. But there's, and he has specific examples related to, you know, riding in animals on Yontif and these kinds of things. But that's a whole discussion. Okay. Al Beis Chadoshim Vesulo, says the Gemara, for 2 months and no more. For a minute, I'll ask you a contradiction. Al Vav Chadoshim Ashluchim Yotzim. We have a Makar that says that for 6 months they're able to go ahead and go out. So what are you talking about only for 2 months? So Amar Abaye says, Abaye, Hachi Kamar, Al Kulon Shluchin Yotzim Mi Ba'erev. So Abaye says the following. For all of them, the Shluchim, we're talking about the Shluchim now, can go out Mi Ba'erev, says Rashi. What does that mean, Mi Ba'erev? Kagon Shinira Ba'alil B'yom Chavtes O B'leil Shloshim Divada Yakachu Beizdin. Everybody looks up in the sky. It's clear night. Everybody sees a new moon. There's no question. We're going to have kosher Edim. They're going to show up at Beis Din. They're going to declare Rosh Chodesh. So let's let these guys get a run on. So let's. So he says, Al Kulon Shluchin Yotzim Ba'erev. On all of them, the Shluchin could go out the night before. Al Nisan Val Tishrei Ad Sheyishma'u Mipi Beis Din Mikudosh. But on Nisan and Tishrei, no, that you have to hear the Beis Din actually say Mekudesh, because since we're dealing with Moadim, we're worried that perhaps the Beis Din will change their mind, or they'll retract, or they'll be Ma'ayin in the Eidos and see that it's really wrong, or maybe it wasn't the moon, it was just playing out of LaGuardia. You don't know, you know, so something will come up, something will happen. And it, so therefore we delay them until they actually hear Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Tanya Namayach, we look at a price, Al Kulon Yotzim Be'erev, Al Nisan Val Tishrei, Ad Sheyishma Bnei Beis Din Mekudesh. Tana Rabbanan. And that corroborates exactly what we just said. Tana Rabbanan, Minayin Shemichal in Aleinus HaShabbos. How do we know there could be Michal Shabbos? Such an unbelievable Chiddush. There could be Michal Shabbos. Talmud Lomar says the Gemara, Eile Moadei Hashem, Asher Tikru Osam Bemoadam. We're all familiar with that pasuk. It's from Kiddush. Right? These are the Moadim of Hashem, the Asher Tikru Osam, that we call out to them, the Moadam, in their times. Yachol Kashem Shemichal and Achiyis Kachu, Kach Michal and Achiyis Kaimu. So I might think that you can be Michal Shabbos in order to, not just like you could be Michal Shabbos in order to achieve Kiddush HaChodesh, you could also be Michal Shabbos to be Miskayim the Moadim, meaning to let everyone know when they are so that we can keep the Moadim. Talmud Lomar, Asher Tikru Osam. It says, Asher Tikru Osam. Al Kri Osam Al Tamichalel. You could be Makri on the, you could be Michal Yontif on the, on the kriyasam to declare them Rosh Chodesh, v'ata mechal al kiyuman, but you can't do so in order to keep them. So just because people want to know, you know, what's the first day of Pesach? When do I show up at the hotel, right? So you have to know. Is it Yom Tov Rishon? Is it Yom Tov Sheni? What's the story? So in order to know that, so we have, that we're not going to be mechal Yom Tov for. K'shahaya Beis HaMikdash Kayam, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, mechal in af al kula, and mipnei takonas hakarban, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, barishon yom mechal in af al kula, and they used to be mechal for everything, mishchar Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Amar Len, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, he says, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, b'chi yish karban, is there a carbon here? Is kinu shaloyu mechalel el al nisan v'al tishrei bilvad. So he says, well, I'm going to be mechalel for nisan and tishrei bilvad. So that's interesting, right? Most of the, or many times when we encounter the takanos of Yochanan ben Zakkai that are because of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, they're usually to keep something of the Beis HaMikdash going, right? In other words, even though there's no more Beis HaMikdash, we don't really need to do X, we're going to do X anyway, so that we're always remembering the Beis HaMikdash. Our salvation has a famous chiluk between things that are zecher l'mikdash b'chorbana and zecher l'mikdash b'kiyuma, right? Why it is what you're trying to remember, the destruction or what it was and its glory. But this is a little bit different. This is Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai basically, you know, reinterpreting or reapplying a din because we're worried that that's no longer applicable because of Beis HaMikdash. Here we're dealing with Chil Yontif. So we're not going to be Mechalel Chil Shabbos. We're not going to be Mechalel Shabbos to remember the Beis HaMikdash. That's, I think, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai's point, that, you know, sometimes we're... So, okay, Bein Shanira Ba'alil...
The distinction about the whole night or just, like, the night before or the whole thing, isn't that post-Beis HaMikdash? Otherwise, what's the question of it too low?
No, that's... that distinction is... that distinction is where if there's no Beis HaMikdash, what do you mean? What's the question of the Sulo? Where are you?
The Gemara says, Avdech Chadashim Sulo. So that means that during... the mission is talking about there, it's talking about post-Beis HaMikdash, right? Because the end of the mission says, Ukshahai Beis HaMikdash Kayam.
Right. Ukshahai Beis HaMikdash Kayam, they would do it the whole time. So that part of the Gemara is asking from this other source that Avav Chadashim Ashulchan Yotzin, and then he comes to say, no, Akulin Shulchan Yotzin Mibe'erev Al Nisavat Tishat Shirish Mipnei Beizin Mekudosh. They have to hear it's Mekudosh.
So meaning even after.
They're saying that's Mekudosh. Only.
Where is that?
Right.
Rav Yochanan Zakkai Dipner Mishnah is somebody misunderstood.
Okay, let's come back to it. It's a good question. Let's come back to it. I see maybe Tosis is... Okay. Ben Shanira Ba'alil, Ben Shalom Nira Ba'alil, Mechalin Allah Vesa Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, so sometimes the Edom are looking up and they see it very, very clear. And sometimes the Edom are looking up and they don't see it so clear. So it says, no matter what, you're allowed... So you might think, right, you only Mechal Shabbos if it's not so clear out, then you're worried nobody else is going to go. So then you're going to be Mechal Shabbos, you're going to go. But if it's so clear and everybody could see and everybody knows what's going on, so then, you know, maybe not. So the Mishnah says, no, you go no matter what. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Im Nira Ba'alil, if you see it, it's very clear, Ein Mechal and Alav is a Shabbos. You're not Mechal Shabbos. Ma'isa Sha'avru Yosser Ma'arboim Zug. So there was one story where literally there were 40 pairs of Edim on their way to Yerushalayim. Obviously, it was a pretty clear night. Everybody saw it. Everybody wanted to be the Edim. The ik from Rabbi Akiva Balud. And Rabbi Akiva stopped them all in Lud. It says, you can't do this. You can't be Mechal Shabbos to go because, you know, we don't need all of you. So, Shalach Lor Gamliel, or Gamliel says to Rabbi Akiva, im akivat as a rabbim, nimtes machshil and osid lovo. Don't do that. If you're ma'akiv everyone from going, then you're going to have a situation where people are going to assume that they're not allowed to go, they're not going to go. So my mashma, so the Gemara says, what's implied here? The high alil. How do you know the lashon of alil refers to lishna and the megile, refers to being revealed? So who? Amar avavo, Amar kra, the pasuk says, imros Hashem, imros tahoros, kesef tsorof ba'alil, la'aretz mizokek shvasayim. So it's the lashon of like the purity of silver that is clear like the land. So that shows that the word alil refers to something that's pure, that's clear, that's visible. Rav Shmuel Chad Omar. So Rav and Shmuel now have an interesting machlokas. Chad Omar Nun Share Bino Nivroba Olam. One says that there were 50 gates of insight created in the world. Kula Nitnu Moshe. Moshe knew them all. Chosar Echad, except for one. Shenemar V'tachzireu Me'at Me'elukim. Hashem held something back from Moshe. Bikesh Koheles. So Shlomo HaMelech wanted Limso Divrei Chayfetz. The Shlomo HaMelech wanted to go ahead and know as much as Moshe knew. So Bigesh Koheles Leos Kemoshe. So Koheles wanted to be like Moshe. Yotzis Abaskol. So Abaskol came out for Amrlo, and it says V'ksuv Yoshar Divrei Emes. The Torah is straight in its words of truth. And what does the Torah say? V'lo kam Navi on be Yisrael Kemoshe. There is no Navi that's going to follow that's as great as Moshe. Right? We know that Moshe was distinct from all other Nevi'im, and the Rambam counts many ways in which Moshe Rabbeinu was different. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was Panim El Panim, and Moshe Rabbeinu could have Nevuah at any time, and Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was when he was conscious as opposed to when he was sleeping, and Moshe Rabbeinu could, you know, communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very different way. V'chad Omar b'Nevi'im, so V'chad Omar, and one, so that's it. So Shlomo, you don't get all the Chachma that Moshe had. So Shlomo can't get what Moshe has.
Shlomo wasn't asking for to be like Moshe with Nevuah. He didn't say he's a Navi. He just wants to have the knowledge.
He just wanted that.
Right. So that's a good question. So the question is, what really is Nevuah? Right? What really is Nevuah? So, you know, the Rambam explains that Nevuah is achieved through the refinement of one's capacity for Chachma. Right? In other words, when we talk about Chachma here, we're not just talking about data. We're not just talking about information. We're talking about deeper knowledge and understanding of the world, of the universe, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu interfaces with the universe, of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manifest in the universe. We're not just talking about information. We're talking about knowledge of God himself. And at a certain point, the Rambam says, at a certain point, that reaches the point of Nevuah. And then once you cross that threshold, the question is, what level of Navi are you? So that's the V'chad Omar. The other opinion is, no, that really Shlomo could get to Moshe. Why? B'Nevi'im lo kam, b'malochim kam. In Nevi'im, there was none like Moshe. But in Malchus, maybe there was somebody on the level of Moshe. So, Elamani Mekayim, Bikesh Koheles, Limtso, Dibre Chayfetz, Bikesh Koheles. So, what does that mean that Shlomo tried to get there? It sounds like he didn't get there. So the Gemara says, and it was referring to something else. Bikesh Koheles Lodun Dinin Shebalev Shelo Be'edim Shelo Basra. Shlomo HaMelech wanted to be able to judge cases simply based on his wisdom and understanding, without any edim and without any hasra. I don't need to know that some guy warned this guy. I could figure out intentionality even without hasra. I could figure out the facts of the case, even if we don't have the formality of Edom. Yotzis Abaskol, Abaskol comes out for Amr Lo and says, V'ksuv Yosher Divrei Emes Al Pishnayim Edom. That the Torah says that you have to go ahead and you have to have Shnayim Edom. So that's, I think there's a Ksav Sofer here that talks about the, what's the difference between a Navi and a Melech, really? Why would Hashem give it to one and not the other? Why maybe for a Navi it's different than for a Melech it's different? He says, Melech and a Navi are very, very different. That a Navi is somebody that sort of sequesters themselves from the ways of the world. A Navi is very, you know, kind of out there to refine their personality, to refine their wisdom, to refine their ruchnias. A Melech in Judaism, a Melech is not somebody who sits in the ivory tower. It has nothing to do with anybody. A Melech is very engaged with the people. A Melech paskin shailas, a Melech goes out to war. A Melech deals with the issues of the country. A Melech's making peace treaties. A Melech is very involved in the ways of the world. So these are two very different. So what Shlomo was asking is, can I have the experience of the Navi even while I'm a Melech, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the one-time exception, like in many, many things. Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of both a Navi, and we know that Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of a Melech. And so therefore, since Moshe enjoyed both of those, the Shlomo HaMelech was saying, I want also to enjoy both of those. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Lokam Navi Ot Kemoshe. In other words, there's never going to be another person who is able to do both.
Weren't they also kind of like Melachim and Nevi'im also?
They were leaders, but they didn't have the status of a Melech. They didn't have the official status of a Melech. Again, there are many times that spiritual guides play leadership roles in the community and weigh in on public policy and all those kinds of things. But Malchus was a real executive branch. It dealt with the real people. And obviously a huge, a huge Oved Hashem. But that's a story. Shlomo experienced communication with Akara. Some of his writings are considered with Derech Nevuah, but he wanted to be a Navi on the level of, he wanted to be a Chacham.